Hello and welcome to another voice note from the wilderness as I share my journey rewilding my business. I've just got back from an incredible 10 days exploring Anglesey in my camper van, and part of rewilding my business involves expansive breaks into the wild. And I sort of set an intention a couple of years into my business to take breaks every couple of months, at least have a week off where I can be immersed in nature, just get back to the simple things that I love. No screens, swims, water hikes, just sitting outside enjoying cups of tea and just really going slow. And so I've been doing that for the past 10 days and I just got back last night, and so I'm just having a little walk and it's given me so many ideas. I feel inspired again. And it's August, so I generally take August off client work. I'm having a little bit of a chat with people next week about doing some work. But that's another ritual that I sort of implemented a couple of years ago again, and that works really well. And I give myself the option to work if I want to, but I don't schedule anything in client-wise. So I can, you know, if I have an idea of doing something, or I'll be visioning or working on a little idea. And again, I just really like that. And I think this has been part of creating a business that feels in tune with me and letting it grow organically. And I think that's the whole thing. You know, rewilding is about clearing everything and then just seeing what grows and let it unfold naturally without too much forcing and pushing. And I think I've seen that having these expansive trips away in my van, and they're not far, you know, Anglesey was 2 hours drive, but I feel like a changed person when I get back. I have realizations and I also feel reinvigorated, and I sense it. I sort of listen to my body. So I feel like after a couple of months, I get this feeling of, right, I need to get away, and everything feels a bit more of a drudge, but it isn't a drudge. That's what I've realized. And it is quite easy in a business to think that you hate doing something, and it's actually, you don't hate doing it. Your soul's calling out for a little bit of a different experience, or, you know, just to do nothing for a bit, and then you come back and be refreshed. And I think that's tuning into your body again, listening to what you need and going internal instead of the external advice, which probably shames us for taking, you know, a whole week off or 2 weeks off without, you know, checking your emails. So I make sure I have an out of office on so that people understand. And I think we have a fear of, like, I look like a slacker if I'm not getting back to people. But actually, I've noticed when I share that going away makes my work so much more powerful, I think people understand that. And I think the more we set that example to clients or people that are in getting in touch with us, the more that we normalize having breaks, not expecting instant emails. So the adventure was just amazing, and I found myself, you know, getting some clarity on things in life and just feeling really grounded and actually inspired to try and come back a bit more, take on a couple of projects actually from September, which, you know, before I went away, I was feeling like I wasn't ready yet, because I've had long COVID. So I've had to kind of, gently bring in some other offers. But I do feel, excited about doing that. I feel excited about, you know, experimenting with some marketing for my brand kits. I feel inspired to create a couple of little illustration kits as well. And I did some custom illustrations and I really enjoyed that. And I've realized my soul just needs the wild. Like, I was wandering along the Anglesey coast path and just getting away from people and just staring out at the sea, and you just feel like a lot braver when you come back, because you've been, everything just feels easier and braver. So that's how I've been feeling since I've got back. So today I just thought I'd record a voice note, sort of sharing that. And part of my rewilding my business is also a little bit rewilding my life as well, because while I was away, I realised, you know, my dream has always been to have a little bit of land and put a tiny home on it and have a little like outdoor bath with a wood-fired sauna outside. And I realised that's why when I come back from the van to a house, I love coming home, and I'm not one of these people that could go for a year. I've always found like two weeks maximum, and then I sort of crave coming back home and having a bit of a base. So I think that was a realisation I had while I was away. And then I feel really good to come back and do my business. And I sort of miss doing that. Like, I don't want to have a whole year off my life, but I do need the breaks. I definitely need the breaks. And I feel a bit stagnant and stuck when I don't get away in my van every couple of months. So that's something that I've realised I'm going to need to keep making sure I've got space for and put it in my calendar and make sure I commit to it. Because you can easily, you know, you get to the point where you haven't taken holiday for 3 or 4 months and you're crying out for one. So I think every season, try and get away and intersperse it with, you know, little weekends away. And I'm going to try actually working remotely a little bit in my van and see how that feels. But part of me does like having that base as well. and having the van as somewhere to go away in my adventure. But yeah, if you follow me on Instagram, then I normally pop up some little shots of what I got up to on my adventures. And yeah, really, I foraged some seaweed and I'm really excited about learning more about seaweed. And I'm going to explore a little bit, you know, how can it be used with packaging as well? Because I think it's just an amazing substance. So I've foraged it to put in the bath and I'm going to dry some and grind some up and use it as like put a teaspoon in soups or, you know, put it on my porridge because it's meant to be really, really good for you. I'm going to start learning a little bit more about seaweed. But yeah, that's a bit of a tangent. But I think this is the thing. You come back, I might do some illustration kits with inspired by the sea or the seaweed. You know, I've definitely got some inspiration from being by the sea and the wild coastline. And so I feel like that's probably going to inspire, maybe I don't know, might create a little illustration kit or some textures or something like that that I'll be selling over on my design shop. Yeah, so I'm gonna leave it here, just sharing how expansive a little break feels, and tell me if you have a regular need for breaks or going away and traveling. And it's about making a business, I think, that allows us to do these things. And if we have got that urge to go off traveling, realise my urge isn't to sort of take a whole year off travelling or spend months away, but I would like to have 2 weeks away, and that's something that I think would be really lovely to integrate a little bit more into my business, which I've built it so that my business can thrive when I'm not here, and I make sure that, you know, projects are sort of scheduled around that. So it doesn't take much to get yourself to that point, especially if you have, you know, a bit of automation going on. You know, you can set up an email that sends people, if you're away, it can send them like a little, I encourage people to sign up so they can do my course while I'm away, my little 5-day Rewild Your Brand email course. So there's little things you can do to make that kind of transition a little bit easier. But yes, I'm going to leave it here by a lovely flowing river from another voice note from the wilderness.